This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Not too many businesses can say they've been hit by a tornado, lost buildings and their home, and still have a positive attitude when they tell the story. The Zaire family of Washington, Illinois, was named the Illinois Pork Producers Association Family of the Year, and I had the privilege of visiting with Kurt Zaire, a fifth-generation farmer who loves his job.
I'm in my mid-50s, farmed all my life, grain and pork farm in central Illinois up by Peoria, just east of Peoria in the Washington area. Doing what I want to do all my life, things that my great-grandpa and grandpa and dad did, have afforded me the opportunity to pursue a career that I really love, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, I can tell you're passionate about it in just the few seconds that you've been talking with me, and that's great. Obviously, probably one of the reasons you were selected as Family of the Year. So you mentioned some of your relatives doing this. So what generation does that make you?
Well, I'm the fifth generation of farming on that ground. You know, it's been in our family over 100 years, and I know my family's been involved in the pork production industry since the 40s at least. So I remember my dad's father raised hogs back in the 40s for sure, and in the Duroc business. So we've been at it a while.
That's not a bad thing. It means you have some experience, and like I said earlier, probably some good stories to go along with it. Tell us a little more about your farm. You just mentioned you have Duroc pigs. How big is your operation, and is it farrow to finish, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we have about 140 sow farrow to finish operation. We have kind of four different facets of our farming operation. We have the grain side. We raise corn and soybeans and a little bit of wheat, and then we have the market hog side that we raise market hogs, and then our sow herd is pretty much all Duroc, and we in the genetics business, you know, we sell Duroc genetics and also work with a French company to make a F1 boar line called DRU that we merchandise around the Midwest, and then we have a meat business that we have our own branded meat label that we sell meat out of our genetics, and so we're deeply involved in the pork industry in two or three different ways.
Are the things that you mentioned things that were done when your great-grandpa was doing this, or did you add some of those along the way?
We've changed a lot in the last, 30, 40 years that I've been at home. We're doing lots of things that I never dreamed of when I first got out of college in 81. You know, I never dreamed that we'd be working with a French company making genetics. I never dreamed I'd be in the meat business. Didn't really dream that I'd be president of Illinois Pork Producers at one time. And so it's I have a thing on my wall that says, "Those unwilling to change will be perfectly suited to succeed in a world that doesn't exist." And so although I don't like change that much, for our farm to survive, we've had to adapt and change. And hopefully my goal is that we adapt and change enough to be relevant in today's world. Hopefully that if another generation wants to come back and farm, they have that opportunity.
Well, what better of an attitude could you have in the short time that I've been in the working world? I've had to change a lot and adapt. So I think it's great that you have added and tried new things to your operation. Now, I was reading a little bit of background info about you and your family. You did have some difficulty a few years ago. Kind of a tragedy struck, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know if it's a tragedy. You know, I consider a tragedy that we would have lost somebody of our family or a family member. And you know, we were very fortunate. We lost some things. We lost a house and some outbuildings. You know, we didn't lose any family members, and we didn't lose the main farm operation. We didn't lose our business. And so, it was a defining moment in our the history of our farm and of our lives, but it wasn't a tragedy. It was a setback, and it took us a while to kind of get back going, but I saw a lot of blessings in that event, too. Really instilled, you know, met a lot of new people that I would have never met otherwise, and became just like we had to live in town for a few months, and, right after that happened, it just started snowing, and I'd come home from the farm, and my drive would be snow blown. And I asked my, well, who ran a snowblower over a drive? So I don't know. Well, it was the next door neighbor. We didn't know him from Adam. And they became really good friends of ours. We would have never met them, you know, if we hadn't had to live in town for a while. And just other things that really, yeah, it wasn't fun going through, but it also really instilled in me, again, how many good people there are in this world. That just people from all over the state, all over the country came to help us that didn't know us from Adam but wanted to come help. And so I'm, you know, we got through it okay and we're still in business. And so it wasn't a tragedy.
Wonderful to hear that you have moved forward and were able to meet new people and you saw some light even through what was probably a little bit darker of a time than what you're used to. I know I remember seeing and hearing on the news, you know, the damage that storm caused, and, you know, to be talking to someone who came out of it is very, that's a positive thing to hear. I want to talk a little bit more about your farm. Now, this is something that's been passed on through the generations. Do you have kids of your own that might do this one day, or do they help out with the operation?
Oh, my, yeah, my one son has been very helpful. He's not, right now, he's not made the decision to come back full time. I have other family members that help quite a bit, too. So we're still in that kind of transition phase, you know, where see what happens and go from there. But so far we're going okay.
Well, sounds good. We've been talking so much about change. One thing that comes to mind recently related to livestock farmers, pig farmers like yourself, is the veterinary feed directive. How did that affect things on your farm, if at all, or were you pretty well adapted already?
Well, we've had a vet client-patient relationship with a veterinarian for decades. And so it... you know, and we've pretty much documented everything we've had. It added some more paperwork, but as far as changing what we have done, you know, we've tried to follow VFD guidelines for years. So it really hasn't changed what we're doing. It's just changed that we have to do a little more documentation, added to the overhead bookkeeping, I guess. But it really hasn't, you know, we've been using antibiotics judiciously for years. You know, it costs a lot of money, so I use them as little as possible. So it's been workable.
In your opinion, as a farmer or someone who this directly affects, do you think it was a good thing to happen? Are you neutral? You said, you know, it's been livable, so...
I'd probably say I'm neutral. If it gives some more confidence in the consuming public that we're doing things the way we should... I don't think it's all bad, but it just adds one more layer of paperwork and regulation that I got to worry about making sure I'm living up to. And so it's not all bad, but it just added more work to me without any more return on investment.
Sure, understandable. Well, all I can say is I guess at least you're doing it, and it you know, it hasn't slowed things up too much. Kurt, it has been great talking with you and learning about your family and your operation. Any final thoughts or anything you'd like to mention that I didn't ask?
I'm just, you know, I'm thankful to be able to pursue a career that I love. You know, I love the pork industry, and I love farming. At times I don't think I'm quite old enough for something like this, but it makes me realize I am getting a little older. So no, it's a great honor. A lot of people that I really respect in my career have been family here, and we as a family consider it a real honor.
And once again, that was Kurt Zaire, the father of the 2017 Illinois Pork Family of the Year. And I've got a friendly reminder that Country Financial Agent Wayne Schaefer in Jerseyville is hosting a crop hail school this Friday at 9 a.m. That's taking place at the Piasaw Township Hall on Delhi Road. If you'd like to attend or have questions about federal crop insurance, you can give Wayne a call at 618-498-5800. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.